Bible reading's okay. I'll maybe just go home after the Bible reading and do without the talk. So Bible reading is John chapter 20, verses 29 to 31, and that's on page 1090. Page 1090. 1090. All righty. John chapter 20. Verses 29 to 31. Just a couple of verses, okay? Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. I really don't know what to say this morning. If Stephen wasn't so sick, I'd be really cross at him, but actually he is really very sick. And I was kind of thinking, Tom, can you help me here? What the equivalent thing was that I could do to him. And it would be to waken up on a Monday morning and send him in to sub in front of 30 P2s and 3s in my school and see how he would manage that. But do you know, is that all? Yeah. He really isn't well. So I am heartily sorry that you've got Plan B this morning, because Plan B really was only put together very late last night. The first option that we had was just to kind of phone Diane and say there wouldn't be a talk. Well, we decided not to do that. Tom, I can't really... What do I do with this? I can't... Is there... Yeah. Can you...
Yeah. Do you have a pocket there?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Oh, there isn't a pocket there.
No, there.
Oh, no. Can you clip it onto a belt or anything? Or?
A scarf? A scarf. Oh, dear. Yeah, I'll do. Yeah. So Plan B was to phone Diane and say there wouldn't be a talk late last night. But then Stephen actually, surprisingly, was quite organised. And any of the Jam team know that often he's not. He did have his talk done. He did have it saved. He did have it printed. And I read it. And you know what? I felt there were important words this morning. So that's why I'm here. I don't want to be here, but I'm here because Stephen has written important words. So they are his words. The delivery is me, but the words are his. All right, so we've been doing all about stories, boys and girls. Over the last couple of years, we've been doing about stories. And this morning, I've got some storybooks with me. Now, I actually had a bit of a discussion with Stephen and I ditched some of the storybooks that he suggested. Kept a few of them, but put some of mine in. But he did say in this book, he said, this is a great storybook, Lord of the Rings. I don't think it's a great book. That's been a row in our house for 24 years. I don't think it's great literature, but Stephen does. Harry Potter, any Harry Potter fans? Hands up, Harry Potter fans. Yep, okay. I'm not a big Harry Potter fan, but I live in a house with three Harry Potter fanatics. If I'd known I was doing this, I'd have brought maybe the Gruffalo with me. I'd have brought Peppa Pig, but I didn't know, so I'm sorry. But do you know what I do have? Hard Henry. Hard Henry fans, hands up, Hard Henry fans. Yep, that kept many a laugh in our house for a long time. Matilda. Yep, good book, good book. And I sent Hannah upstairs this morning to her bookshelf for my favourite book, Anne of Green Gables. Stephen didn't have that in, but I put that in. But you know what? There's another storybook here in my bag. One more book, which is a very precious book to me. And it's a baby book. And there was somebody in my house had a very special birthday yesterday. Hannah True, and this is Hannah True's baby book. So if anybody wants the inside information on Hannah True from 0 to about 3, come and see me afterwards. So those are storybooks. Now, over the last couple of years, we've been doing about big Bible stories, haven't we? big Bible stories. I'm amazed you're all listening so well. It's fab because you're all looking at me. Big Bible stories. Can anybody remember any of them? Any of the characters over the last couple of years? Yep. Who do you remember? Fabulous Joseph. The lost coin. The lost sheep. Yeah, fabulous. I'm going to tell you a wee quick recap of one character from one of our big Bible stories called Josiah. He was maybe one of the very first ones we did. Anybody remember anything about Josiah? He was a king. And I think you might remember because you came up to help Stephen on that day. Do you remember? Do you remember what age he was? Because he was your age at the time. He was 8. Josiah was 8, and he was a king when he was 8. That was why he was important. But the most important thing about Josiah was that when he was 26, he rediscovered something. He rediscovered God's word. He rediscovered God's word. And it says in 2 Kings, "Go and inquire of the Lord about what is written in this book that has been found." And it was kind of like God's word had been lost and Josiah found it again. Rediscovered means finding all over again. Josiah found God's word all over again and he shared it with all the people. That was very important. Now that's something that we all need to do. We need to find God's word again. And that's really easy. And I'm delighted Melanie was mentioning about UCB notes this morning, because I was remembering when Stephen and I were young Christians about 30 years ago. Do you know how we got our Bible reading notes? We had to get on a bus and hoof into Belfast. We had to trot round to the wee tiny dump of a place that was the Faith Mission in those days, and scrabble in and get your everyday with Jesus notes and walk your way back home again. Now, they're delivered to our churches free of charge. Free of charge. We have phone apps. You can tell Stephen wrote this, can't you? Where it comes right to our tablets and our phones. It's easy to find God's word again. It's easy to read the Bible now. Easy to find God's word again. And why do we need to do that? Why do we need to find God's word again? Why do we need to do that? Do you know? You tell me. Great answer. To learn about God. We need to grow. There's no song I used to sing called "Read Your Bible, Pray Every Day If You Want to Grow Like Jesus." So that's what we're doing when we're reading our Bible. Who likes a takeaway on a Friday night? Chips? Pizza? Chippies? Chinese? Indian? Yeah. Takeout's really great because it gives mummies a night off cooking. And it gives us a night of not so good food. What would happen if we ate chips every night? Don't ask a student that. All right? What would happen? You would get fat. Yep. What else? Yep. You would get... How Stephen is this morning, a bit sick. Let me tell you a funny story. A funny story. Whenever we lived in Paraguay, and we didn't get very nice food all the time. Well, we got plenty of ordinary nice food, but we didn't get very many nice treats. And my daddy used to send us treats in parcels. And one day, a parcel arrived with a multi-pack of Kit Kats. I really was a chocolate person in our house. I loved the chocolate. So we got the things out. There was a multi-pack of chocolates, of Kit Kats. And Stephen and I went to sort something out. And when we came back, we discovered that a 4-year-old Elijah had eaten the entire pack of multi-pack Kit Kats. Now, number one, we were raging. Because having been brought up in South America, they didn't really understand the quality of British chocolate, which was very important to Stephen and I. And number two, Elijah was very sick. Number three, he hasn't eaten a Kit Kat since. So if you eat too much of the wrong stuff, you get sick. So God says, don't eat the wrong stuff, eat the right stuff. And the right stuff is in here. Where is it? In here. And listen to what Jesus said about this. He said, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's why we need to get back into God's word. It's our healthy spiritual food. Now, there was another character that we looked at called Nehemiah. Anybody remember anything about Nehemiah? Yes. What do you remember? Can you remember? He built something. He built a big wall. All right, that's why he's remembered. He built a big wall. But something else. He also found the Bible again. He brought God's word back to his people. He brought God's word back to his people. It had been lost. They'd forgotten about it. They weren't following it. And Nehemiah brought it back. And this is what it says. All the people listened attentively to the book of the law, to the Bible. All the people listened to God's word. That's what Nehemiah did. He found God's word again and brought it back to the people. And verse 15 in Nehemiah 8 says this, proclaim this word and tell others about it. And that's what God calls us to do. We need to read the Bible, God's big story, and we need to tell other people about God's big story. That's the two things that God calls us to do. Read our Bible every day and tell others. You can go to Scripture Union in school, and go to Good News. You can go to Kids Church. You can help in Kids Church. You can get involved in Alpha. You can get involved in CAP. You can get involved in Love Your Neighbourhood. We need to read our Bibles and tell others about Jesus. But there's one more thing that makes this book different from all those books about Harry Potter, Matilda, Anne of Green Gables, Horrid Henry, Hannah True, and all the characters in Lord of the Rings. All those different characters. This book all points to one character. Who is that character, do you think? Jesus. This book, everything points to Jesus. And that's what makes it different from every other book. Everything in God's big Bible story points us to Jesus and to having a relationship with Jesus. And why do we need to do that? We need to accept Jesus coming for us, for our sins, that he died for us, and that he defeated death, and then we can follow him. Everything points to Jesus. And we read God's word, and we tell others. And I can't believe that Melanie was talking this morning about some of the other people that are going to be telling others this summer, how it all ties in. Reading God's word, and then telling others about Jesus. So let's pray about that. All right, let's close our eyes. Okay. Father God, thank you that you have given us your Bible and your word to read and to help us grow every day. Thank you that it points us to Jesus. Thank you that Jesus defeated death for our sins and that we can say sorry for our sins and to follow Jesus. Thank you that whatever age we are in life, it is never too late to find your word again and to come back to you. Amen.